Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Way back in the early years of the NFL, there was a couple of scandals that took place in 1925, and we want to take a look at one of these where the eventual champs, the Cardinals, would take part in and why they did what they did. This whole story and more coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, where we take a look back at football history. And we're doing this great series that we're having a lot of fun with. And it's middle of the week. It's hump day. So we're taking a look at the scandals and scoundrels of football, all levels of football. We don't take any hostages of any of them, but we want to take a look at them. But today, we're going to look at professional football. In particular, it was one of a couple of great scandals that happened in the NFL in 1925. The infamous 1925 Chicago Cardinals scandal is one that we've mentioned before, but it is so interesting, we have to bring it into the scandal series. The NFL was only about halfway through its first decade, and the league guidelines were newly established as Joe Carr was writing them down to gain continuity that lacked in the first couple years of the branding of the APFA. The NFL champion at this point in time was not determined by a single title game or even a postseason. Simply put, the team with the best record garnered the crown, basically, via a vote at the next league meeting. This made teams in the running conduct some very dubious dealings to try and pry this prestigious honor away from the other competition in the league. Heck, who doesn't want to be called champs? And these guys would do just about anything to get that title. But the Pottsville Maroons and the Chicago Cardinals were top contenders for the title that season. The NFL championship came down to a head-to-head matchup of these two squads on December 6th of 1925. It was the game of the year, one would think. The Maroons coming in were 9-2, while the Cardinals entered the fray at a 10-win, 1-loss, 1-tie mark. The matchup, what would one would think would be for all the marbles, would be played in Chicago. This is the last game scheduled for each team that at that point. Pottsville seemingly dashed out the title aspirations of the Redbirds as they won that late season game into the Windy City by the score of 21-7. But all hope wasn't lost. Apparently, the Cardinals extended their schedule at the end of the 1925 season. Our friend and Chicago football historian Joe Ziemba tells us, though, that the Cardinals, as any other NFL team, could schedule as many games as they wanted to up until December 20th, 1925, when the season officially ended. So, season was over. They decided, hey, let's get a couple more games. Cardinals owner Chris O'Brien hastily scheduled two games against the Hammond Pros and the Milwaukee Badgers, both of whom had already disbanded for the season. O'Brien's intention appears not to have been to secure a championship, but to improve their record so as to entice the Chicago Bears and their star Red Grange into one last game, potentially a huge payday as Grange was quite the draw. The Milwaukee Badgers, who had already disbanded at this time, were resurrected by some crafty Chicago folks, and in particular, Art Foles, who allegedly gathered some local high school players and suited them up with Badger uniforms to give Milwaukee's team enough to field a team. The ragtag put-together squad was mere fodder for the Cardinals, who gave Milwaukee a 59-0 beatdown. This win statistically put the Cardinals ahead of the Maroons in the win column, and with it, the championship title. Of course, there are several other underlying stories in play here, including the Pottsville team playing that forgotten game by Joe Carr and the Cardinals refusing the 1925 NFL championship at a league meeting in February of 1926. But as historians Joe Horgan and Chris Willis have pointed out, the Cardinals did indeed have the best record in 1925, and that should be recognized as the NFL champs. We will get to the Maroons and their scandal again in a later episode of this Scandals and Scoundrels. Joe Ziemba, well, he'll give us even more detail in the story of the Cardinals versus Badgers saga in his new book. It's in the works, and we're hoping that's going to come out in 2022. Who knows with all this COVID going on? It's yet untitled, the book is, and we definitely cannot wait for another great historic football book by Joe Ziemba, our good friend here that contributes quite a bit to our program, and we appreciate him. And you can catch his podcast on Sports History Network, When Football Was Football with Joe Ziemba, and you'll see a lot of great things on the Chicago football games, the teams of that era. So we look forward to listening to more of those. We're sure glad that you were able to join us today on the Scandals and Scoundrels. We hope you have a rest of your day is great. And, you know, by the way, have a great gridiron day. Till tomorrow, everybody.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.